It's time for Cash Flow Podcasting. Join your host, Ben Kruger, to crack open the secrets to generating massive influence, income, and freedom through the power of Cash Flow Podcasting. Here we go.
All right, let's get into it. Welcome, podcasters and podcasters-to-be. This is Ben Kruger, the host of Cash Flow Podcasting. I'm really excited for today's episode because I'm introducing a new type of podcast episode for the Cash Flow Podcasting show. As you know, the first 10 episodes or so of this podcast were very instructive. They were very much about answering direct questions about how to get your podcast started, how to get it off the ground, and best practices around that. So if you haven't got started yet, go to the first 10 episodes of this podcast. We'll walk you through many of the major steps of the process, as well as you'll get to see Catherine Newton, one of our Cashflow Podcasting course members. You'll get to hear from her as she goes through that process in real time. So you'll get to actually see a podcast from start to finish, hear her experience. It's really helpful if you're trying to get off the ground. Now, since we've done that, now we've started to do case studies where I'll bring on people who are using podcasting really effectively in their business and share with you exactly the strategies they're using, things that you can implement in your own podcast and in your own business to see success like that, and just to simply highlight the different types of business models, the different types of business structures and markets that podcasting can work really well for. Well, today I am absolutely thrilled to introduce a new type of podcast episode, which we will be sprinkling in from time to time, called a podcast power tip. These are going to be really short episodes. They're going to be about 5 minutes tops. And the whole idea is these are very short action items, one action item that can be easily implemented very quickly today or, you know, sometime in the future for you to get better results from your podcast or faster results from your podcast or more results from your podcast. Now, when we're talking results, what are we talking about? I'm talking about more sales of your products, services, and offers, more income generated from your podcast, faster audience growth or more distribution of your show, a better connection or a better trust built between you and your audience, better use of podcasting as a networking tool to help you kind of get into the circle of industry influencers that you're really looking to break into, and using podcasting as an authority building tool. Now, obviously, there's many other ways we can use podcasting, but we're really going to focus in on those and some tangible things you can do immediately to see fast results. So without further ado, I want to share with you the very first podcast power tip. And this is if you have an event or a conference coming up and you want to have a better way to network. You want to have a better way to introduce yourself so that you can go to those industry influencers, those folks that have very little time, very little attention span, because you know everybody wants to get a moment with them. Here's how you can use your podcast to actually be a better networker and to bring value instead of looking to take value from those individuals, as most people will be at these conferences. So at the conference, you can introduce yourself as a podcaster. Straight up introduce yourself as, you know, hey, I'm Mary. I work with ladies to help them improve their financial situation, and I have a podcast around that topic that really helps women in this scenario. That's an example. But when you introduce yourself as a podcaster, now you can talk to this person as somebody who creates value and shares value. And let's look at these two scenarios. One, this is the normal approach people take is, you know, hey, they're big name, you know, A-lister influencer. I'm John. I would love to talk to you sometime and pick your brain about this topic. How appealing does that sound to anybody to get your brain picked by somebody or just, you know, get asked to get on a 20-minute phone call with them for free? Not going to happen. Scenario B, however, what if instead you said, you know, hey, I'm Mary, I have this podcast that helps women get their finances in order, and I would love to feature you and your expertise to my audience of these women. They would love to hear about you and about the projects that you're working on currently, as well as, you know, some of the expertise that you've built in this area. Would you be interested in coming on the show? It's a fantastic way to come in with offer, you know, with value first, position yourself as somebody who can actually help that person get where they're trying to go, as opposed to just trying to take, as a lot of people are at conferences. So that will set you above the crowd at a conference, at an event. It works really well, and it's very easy to do. So that is it for the first podcast power tip. These are fast, easily implementable things that will help you get better results. We've got some killer ones coming up. I'm really pumped about them. They're going to be fun. And before we sign off, I want to give a quick shout out to Tina. She's a new member of the Cashflow Podcasting team. She's helping us launch podcasts for our high-end, done-for-you clients, folks that are busy influencers, busy, you know, market leaders who want to podcast, but they don't have the time to get into, you know, all the technical stuff and setting up all the things. So Tina is helping us put together, plan, build, and launch podcasts really effectively and really powerfully for industry influencers. Tina, we are thrilled to have you as part of this team, and I'm absolutely excited about where things are going with Cashflow Podcasting with Tina on our side. All right, podcasters to be out there, listeners everywhere, tune back in next week. We're going to have some great stuff for you, and I will see you then. If you've been considering podcasting for your brand, or you've actually started a podcast for your brand, but it hasn't provided results, it's not generating sales, it's not building and growing your email list, and it's not driving your authority, then I created a tool for the listeners of Cashflow Podcasting. I get very consistent questions, 7 critical questions actually, around using podcasting as a marketing tool. So if you're listening, I created a 10 video mini course that will teach you everything you need to know about podcasting for business and exactly what you need to get started. So some of the questions we address are, you know, is podcasting a proven model and what business types and structures does it work best for? We even have a 3-minute yes or no test that you can go through that will help you determine whether or not podcasting is going to be the best tool for you. We talk about monetizing your podcast by turning listeners into paying customers and clients, and we talk about the exact tools and tricks you need to get your podcast started with no fluff and no confusion. So you can grab that absolutely free at cashflowpodcasting.com/start. I encourage you to go there now, get the free mini course, and get started.